contrast between the unique aspects of Rosh Hashanah and the unique aspects of Yom Kippur, I would like to thank the Mor d'Asrei of this congregation for the warm words that he uttered. I don't agree with everything he said, but I'm not going to contest it. Because of the story I heard about the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi, my great grandfather, Rabbi Sibeach, he had three sons. All the sons were there in Israel. The oldest one was, his name was Rabbi Avraham Bloch. He was the oldest one. He was older than Chaim. And he was Rabbi Smolensk. The middle one was Rabbi Chaim. He was Rabbi Brisk. He was Malnokim Mordechai. And the youngest son was Rav Simcha Soloveitchik, who was Rav at first in Molev, and then he was in New York. Now, Rav Chaim had a tendency, when somebody asked him a certain kashe, and the kashe, let's say, in Google Cup, and the kashe was not a kashe. So instead, you know, of arguing with him, so he said to the person, overcome the Bachim on your ground. So Rabbi Avraham Bloch heard that, so he started to emulate Rabbi Chaim. And somebody asked him a kashe, so he said, come on your ground, Lisa. So Rabbi Halevi once overheard Rabbi Bloch telling someone, so Rabbi Halevi said to Avraham Bloch, you shouldn't do that. So Avraham Bloch asked, why is Chaim allowed to do it and I'm not allowed to do it? He says, then Chaim is off. Sagt es auf dem Land, wo kann man keiner glänten nicht. So I don't want to contest, because I'm afraid everybody will believe. Because I'm not contesting.
Because
from Rashi it appears that this drosche is not an asmach. And the Gemara mentions psukim, not only that we are mechuyev to recite the bracha of Zichreines, but also the bracha of Malchias, the bracha of Shevchias. So it seems that according to Rashi, it's not an asmach. According to Rashi, it's a drosche Gemara. In the Raisa, where every Jew is mechuyev to recite the brachas of Malchias, Zichreinias, and Shevchias. The Ramban is Matzikan Rashi, the Ramban Chumash. He says there is a Gemara at the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, on the Gimel. The Gemara says, there are two Ayoris, two towns. In one town, they blow the shofar, but they're not mispalled. In another town, they are mispalled, but they don't blow the shofar. So the halacha is, he should go to the town where they blow the shofar, even though he will not be able to fulfill the mitzvah of reciting Malchi as a chenis and shofar. Why? Because shofar, that's for the rice. The brachas of Malchi as a chenis and shofar is only drama. So we see from this Gemara that the droshes we are mechuyev to recite the brachas, malchias, chayne, shevchias, in a smach. It's only rabba, how can Rashi say that the chid rais? But it's not a kashi against Rashi. Rashi shiti is that it's droshes gmos. Malchias, chayne, shevchias. But the chiyuv nidarais of reciting Malchias, Chayne, Shevchias are only as a supplement to the shofar. If he blows the shofar, if he hears the shofar, so then he's mechuyev midaraisa to supplement the shmias ha-shofar with the recitation of Malchias, Chayne, Shevchias. But suppose he just recites the brachas of Malchias, Chaynes, and Chayfas, and it's not coupled with the Shmi as a shofar, then he has no Kima Mitzvah Midraise. Midrabona, yes. By itself, it's a Kima Mitzvah. But on the Raisa level, he has a Kima Mitzvah in reciting the brachas, Malchias, Chaynes, and Chayfas, only if he does it as a supplement or as a concomitant to the Shmias Shofar. So in Eile, if in one town, Shofar, however, true there is a chiyuv to supplement the Shmias Shofar with the recitation of Malchias, Chaynes, and Shofar. But suppose he doesn't supplement, so he's not mikayim the mitzvah bishleimus, but he certainly is mikayim the mitzvah shmiya shefer. Shmiya shefer on the highest level, shmiya shefer by itself constitutes a kima mitzvah. But the recitation of Malchias, Chaynes, and Shevchias by itself does not constitute a kima mitzvah on the highest level. And the rice level. Right. So Mele, Gemara says, if in one town they blow the shofar, in the other town, but they don't recite Malchi is a chen and shefas. In the other town they recite Malchi is a chen and shefas, they don't blow the shofar. So he has to choose the alternative of filling shofar, so then I'll have the kiyum of the raise. He will not be mikayim to the raise completely, alright? But he'll have a kiyum of the raise. Mashenchen, if he goes to a town or the recite, he'll only have a kiyum of mitzvah the rabbonon. And the mitzvah of the raise will not be mikayim of it. Briefly, according to Rashi, it's as a supplement to Shmiya Shofar. Each and every Jew is mechuyev to recite on Rosh Hashanah the brachas of Malchias. Morpheus zijn geen messengers. Morpheus zijn geen messengers. En de komt Rashi, zo dat de toepsoep, de posik in de mee, refers to Rosh Hashanah, en zich rentro. Da beeld me in zoil in mee, bachilish ashvi, biechot lachilish, hier lochem shabosei, zich rentro mikrokeish. But in Pinchas, the Torah refers to Rosh Hashanah as Yoim Tua. Uvachidesh Ashvi, Biyachod Lachidesh, Mikrokoidesh Yelochem, Kom Leches Aveido Leisasu, Yoim Tua, Yelochem. In Tor, not Zichin Tor. And the Kontarashik means Zichin Tor represents Rosh Hashanah mitzad the chiyuv of blowing the shofar, of hearing the sound of shofar. And Yom Tor represents, is descriptive of Rosh Hashanah as the day on which we are mechuyev to blow the shofar, to hear the sound of shofar. The Rambam, and all the Geshe, all the Gei, Hafsat Goyim, and the Rambam, and the Rambam, and Rabbi Nebuchaye, everyone, they all say that the purpose of Shofar is to arouse us to Tshuva. And the Rambam says, in Hilchas Tshuva, Apokish et Kiyas HaShofar, בראש השונו גזירס הכוסוף, מכל מוקים רמז יש בדבר, שנאמר אורו ישני, הוקיצו מתאדים אסכם, אירו הישנים בתאדימו, ושקים בהב לי הזמן, סוד השפר, calls out to each and every Jew, to each and every Jewess, to awake from the spiritual lethargy to do tshuva. So that is the purpose, the motive, the objective of shofar. It would seem appropriate that there should be a chiyuv of tshuva, of vidu, and Rosh Hashanah. But there is no chiyuv of saying vidu and Rosh Hashanah. Not only there is the chiyuv, there is an iser. We are not allowed to say vidu and Rosh Hashanah. There is a machlekes among the poskim whether we are allowed to say on Rosh Hashanah avinu malkeinu chatanu lefanech. Our meaning is we say avinu malkeinu chatanu lefanech, but there are some poskim say no, avinu malkeinu chatanu lefanech partakes of the nature of Vidu, and Rosh Hashanah we are not allowed to say Vidu. The Ksavi Kabole and Parsha Pinchas, he raises a question, he says, it's amazing. After all, the whole purpose of Kiyas Shofar, as the Rambam points out, as Rav Tzadik Goyim says, the Rambam says, is to arouse us to tshuva. Shofar is a spiritual alarm clock that is to awaken us from our spiritual lethargy. So why isn't there a mitzvah of tshuva? Why isn't there a mitzvah of vidu? Why is there a misel? We are made like the poskim that we say of Yom Kippur, because that's not, that does not partake of Yidu. But to say our head, we are not allowed. Why not? Why not? And we say Vidu in a Sarasim Yitshuve, but on Rosh Hashanah, which is the first day of the Sarasim Yitshuve, which is the Yom Adin, and which is dedicated to tshuva, we are not allowed to say it. How is it? of my father's chenuach. My brother Rabbi Shabea mentions that story in the Isha Aloch years ago, about 55 years ago, when our mishpocha lived at 435 Fort Washington Avenue. So it was too far to walk to Yeshiva Sotrohan. And my father davened Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Noreen in this Medrash HaGadol 175th Street. At the time, the Lord Cheshachatavis or Vasholim was the Lord of this Medrash HaGadol. So the Baltkiye and the Shamesh in this Medrash HaGadol in those days was a man by the name of Rav Avraham Rabin. It's an unusual person, tzaddik. And he was a big Baal Bechi. So he was the Baal Tkiye. So before he started to blow the shofar, before he started to say Lam Natzeach, he started to cry. And my father didn't like it. So my father said to him, one time I remember it, to the Kabbalah, Bishasherest Matze, Painter Eichet. So, so my father said to him, Kabbalah, Losen die Schiefer ist also ein Mitzwe wie Matze. Muss ich nicht doch was zu reden. Herr zu reden. So, everybody, the Rabboni, he all astounded. For the first time they hear such words, it didn't make sense. Why should they cry? So they asked him, I mean, after the davening, they asked him, why not? So he said, it's a posik in Ezra. In Chemie, Ches. It's mentioned in the Chem Yeches, Perek Ches, that there yotzvu kol om ki shechod alochev asher if nishar amayim. That's a different water gate. So all the Jews, as they came to Eretz Yisrael from Golis, so assembled in the Beis Hamikdash to inspire the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah. So Vayobi Ezra Hakein es Hativo Lifnei Hakol Miish V'Yad Isho. Men and women, everybody, V'Choyu Meivilu Yishmeya V'Yimechod L'Achidish Hashem. Men and women, all assembled in the Beis Hamikdash to give His power for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then it says Vayikro Boi Lifnei Ochiv V'Asher Lifnei Shar HaMayim מנוער עד מחציס היעיד נגד האנושים והאנושים והמבינים ועוז מלחורם על ספרתיו. I think that the reason is why the Knesset Yisrael developed, instituted, and that was done by Lili Yisrael, a meaning of Tashlich, it's a strange meaning. Tashlich, why Tashlich? I think that, so it's mentioned because there is a medrash that when Avraham Avinu went with Yitzchok to the Akedah, he crossed the river, and up to his neck, he went in the river. But that's one of the reasons, but there's another reason. Because in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, so the Jews assembled in the Shalomayim, near the river, so to commemorate that experience, so the Minhag was instituted that every year Jews should be inspired by a river to commemorate that important experience in the time. time of Ezra and Nechem. Anyway, then he says, is the Rebbe the Torah? So the Jews started to cry. Why? Because they did tshuva. Because many Jews were involved in the avera of Nisui Tarubes, the intermarriage. So they started to cry. They did tshuva. Something wonderful. Vayina Nechemio, Huat Yashoso, Vezra Hakim, Hasifia, Balabim, Hamibim, Esom, Lecholom, Hayim, Kodeshu, Adishem, Lekechem, Altisabu, Altifku, Kivechim, Kolom, Kishom, Mesivate. So Nechemia and Ezra told the people, the men and the women who are crying, you can't cry today. They cried because they all felt remorse for the averes of Nisui Tarubes and other averes. Vayim alehem v'chu yichvu mashmanim ushtu mamtakim v'shu chumone yisleim nochamei ki kodesh hayim ladineinu v'al ki atzeibu ki chedvas adishem imo utzchai. Because it's Yom Tov, and don't be engaged too much in grief, because the joy of God, that's your strength. Isn't it proper when a person does tshuva, when he's misvade, to cry? Rabbi Yehudah points it out in Shara Tshuva, even the Rambam mentions it, of the dark Yachuve, to cry of the Averas. And here did the Tshuva, and what was the purpose of reading the Torah for the whole Jewish people, men and women, to arouse them to Tshuva? So they were aroused, and they cried. Why did Ezra and Nehemiah tell them not to cry? And my father said, so you see that it's also a cry of Hashem. And my father said to Rav Avraham Ratney, said there, the Lotvelon Veinen, Bishas Rest Matze, das tut er nicht, oder Knaveri das nicht, oder Hashishona Veinen, Falschifa Israel. Speziell ist, then my father told another story. The Nitziv, my father remembered the Nitziv as a young boy. My father was raised in Malorji. So the Nitziv was a big Balbech, the Nitziv. And he was a big Balnagn also. He was not a Briskia, the Nitziv. He was only a Malorji. So he was a big Balnagn. So the Nitziv was accustomed every Shabbos, not only Yom Tov, to daven Musaf for Yom Tov. Musaf, he davened for Yom Tov. And every Shabbos, as the Nitziv davened for Yom Tov, so he used to shed tears. Yom Tov, Pesach, Shmuel, Sukkot, Shmi Atzeret, even Simchas Torah, when everybody is rejoicing, the Nitziv davened Simchas Torah. For the Omed Musaf, and when he said, Lipnei Chateinu, he was shedding tears like floods, my father said. And then the Mashgiach, in Balozhin, I think his name was Rav Gushkovich. So he was accustomed, he was afraid if somebody might step and slip. So he couldn't take a leg, and uncle did not allow to take a leg and his wife the tears. So he put newspaper so that no one should sleep. But on Rosh Hashanah you also don't use it, and not one tear did he receive here. Isn't it interesting? Every Shabbos he shed tears. Every Shabbos he shed tears. Even though on Shabbos is also such a command. But there is a medrash that Rabbi Akiva, when he cried on Shabbos, so he shed tears, and he was asked, how you should feel on Shabbos. Because for Shabbos Enik, Rabbi Akiva answered, these tears are not tears of tzar. These tears are tears of dreikis. So the tzivshe tears on Shabbos and Yom Tov in Hasdere, and Rosh Hashanah, you didn't shed a single tear. Why not? Because of the pasuk in heaven. So that explains why Rosh Hashanah you're not allowed to cry. But that's just like a spindex of saying, passing the book. So when you pass the book to Nehemiah, but that has to be explained too. Why? So that's our law. But we have to understand our law. Rosh Hashanah, the name of truth. And Shabbos and Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres, where there is a mitzvah with a machta b'chagecha. We are allowed to cry when we daven mezuzah. And on Rosh Hashanah, we are called to most rishonim. There is no mitzvah of a machta b'chagecha. The Yerim shittim, there is a shittim again also, that there is a mitzvah of simcha, but we pass and there is. Most Rishonim say there is no mitzvah of Samach B'chagecha on Rosh Hashanah, but we are not allowed to cry. Why? I'm sorry. Why is it so? But that has to do with the unique aspects of Rosh Hashanah. The unique aspects of Rosh Hashanah are expressed in the three brachas of Malchus, Zichreinus, and Chefres, and also symbolized by the tkias of tkio, tuo tkio. Now, the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah is called Rosh Hashanah. Why is it called Rosh Hashanah? So the obvious answer is because it's the beginning of the year. It's the first day of the year, so Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year. That's true. But this explanation is not expressive of the whole truth. We find the pasuk in Yechezkel, where Yom Kippur is also called Rosh Hashanah. It's Perek Mem in Yechezkel, pasuk Aleph. In the Honey Shono, we go to Seinu, the Reish Hashono, the Esri Lachidish, the Esri Shono, Achar Ashavukso Yir, the Etzem Ayim Aze, Huiso Ayala Dishem, the Yobe Isisham. So, the Reish Hashono, the Osel Lachidish, the tenth of the Chidish, the Tzimak Pur. How, since when is Yom Kippur? The first of the year is the tenth of the year. So why is it called Rosh Hashanah? But we say it's tenth, it's not many days after the first. Well, it's Chaya. Then you have to call every day or Sarsim Chule. Rosh Hashanah. Here, the Novi refers to Yom Kippur as Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh has two meanings. Rosh has the meaning of the beginning, and the Rosh also means the head, the brain, the Meach. And the real meaning of Rosh is head. But since the head is the first organ in the human organism, so because of that, it has the meaning of beginning also. But the real meaning of Rosh is not first. The real meaning of Rosh is head, brain. Rosh Hashanah every Jew and every Jewess has to dedicate himself and herself to the concept of Shulten Aseicha, supremacy and sovereignty of the Seicha. In Medrash Mishlei, the leader is a Medrash Mishlei also. It's not, you can't find it in every library, but there is a Medrash Mishlei. In the Medrash Mishlei, so there is a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehoshua. Hichon ha-chochmo metzilui. Where is the source of intelligence, of wisdom? Rabbi Elazar may believe Rabbi Yehoshua in a bereish. Rabbi Elazar says that the source of wisdom, the source of intelligence, is in the heart. And Rabbi Yehoshua says that the source of wisdom, intelligence, is in the brain, the reish. It is obvious that the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehoshua is not a machlekes in physiology. There couldn't be such a machlekes. Everybody knows, every child knows, that the brain is the source of all wisdom, not the heart. The heart pumps the blood throughout the organism, but the source of wisdom, of intelligence, is the brain. But the heart symbolizes riches, regesh. So the machlekes is, what is real wisdom? Really a wise person, the one who is motivated by Shulten Aseichel. This is what Rabbi Yehoshua says. Or the wise person is one who is motivated by Shulten Aregesh. So this is what Rabbi Elazar says. And they will be able to be Kimchai. There has to be a combination between the chokhmah of the reish and the chokhmah of the reish. But when there is a logic of the heart, just as there is a logic of the mind, but logic of the heart cannot reign by itself, then it becomes wild if a person lets himself be swayed just by the heart. There has to be a combination of the logic of the heart and the logic of the mind. The Chochmah Shel Reish and the Chochmah Shel Reish Hashonah is dedicated completely to the concept of Shulten Aseichel. That's why it's called Reish Hashonah. Reish Hashonah is the head, not just the first of the year. It's the head, because on Rosh Hashanah, in order to do real tshuva, then we have to emphasize the Shulten Aseichel. Tshuva has two elements, everybody knows that. Two essential elements. Charot Eliyovar and Kabbal Elab. Now, every person, especially religious people, Jews or non-Jews, speak of tshuva. But what is the word for tshuva? In all the languages, I don't know many languages, I'm not doing this, but English I know a little. So what's the word for tshuva? Repentance. What does repentance emphasize? Which element? The element of charot elova or kabbal elab? Obviously charot elova. If in the English language the word for tshuva would emphasize the element of Kabbalah Lehabe, then it wouldn't be called repentance, it was called returning. That's how it's called in Lashna Kodesh. Tshuva. Return. Return to whom? Return to the Rebbein Yishalma. Shuva Yisrael Aleishan Lekecha. But, Umisayla, the from the concept of Shule, in which Kabbalah Lehabe is the dominating element. They have the concept of Shule, repentance, remorse, but they don't have the concept of a change of identity. That's why the Balei Tshuva among the Yisraelim, they do a lot of remorse, but there is no change of identity. They do Tshuva. I'm not trying to criticize anybody. I'm just mentioning the objective facts among the Catholics. So a devout Catholic, if he sinned, if he committed many aveiras, so he comes before the priest and he confesses and maybe cries too, but then the next day he does the same aveiras again. But the priest assures him he will have salvation. Why they don't emphasize the element of Kabbalah Lehabe? They emphasize the element of Charot Elok. But of course, Jewish Weltanschauung, a tshuva where charote liofa is the dominating element, is considered like tigel b'sherev b'yoy. So the dominating element is Kabbalah, but there is a prerequisite of Charot Elok also. Why? Because psychologically a person could not change his behavior pattern unless he is overwhelmed by a feeling of remorse. As long as he doesn't feel remorse for his here-to-fore behavior, how will he change? It's psychologically impossible for him to change his behavior pattern. So that's why the halacha requires Charot Elok. But when the Rambam explains the essence of tshuva, so he says that he has to be mischaret, I don't have the Rambam here, mischaret alova, and be mikabel ahave, and he should wipe it out from his mind. If a person keeps on indulging in remorse and remorse, then he'll never change his identity. He has to have Charot Elok and then forget. The Rambam explains the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that three things are kireach, zardin, shalom. Zardin Shalom, one of the three things that is kireach, zardin, shalom, is Shino Hashem. So, because of that, many Jews at Minik, if somebody in the family is very sick, so they give him a new name. My father didn't approve of it. Why didn't my father approve of it? Because the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva mentions Shina Hashem, but he explains it differently. In other words, he has to change his identity and say, Acher Ani, another same person. Doesn't mean just by adding the new name. And I so many times, I don't criticize this minute, but so many times when a member of their family is very sick, and then when they decide to add a new name, then the members of the family usually become very desperate. They become very desperate. They become divested of bitachon. So the pshat in Shino Hashem is not just a new name. It means that we have to change the identity. I once heard from my father that my father did not allow At the end of the Tillings, you find the Tlilet that you have to say in conjunction with the Shinashen. So you have a very strange Tlilet, and no one knows who put it in. And there he says, V'yafiliksa. I don't want to mention, but Sarim Shan Mishmei Tlema in Nixar Allah. And this one whose name was so-and-so, but he was not Nixar. My father didn't allow this Tfilah to be said, because it has a mysterious meaning, and it was not put in by the Chachmim Yisrael, by any of the Rishonim, or even by the Bnei Achayim. Who put it in? Somebody put it in. My father felt that this is like a Yiftach Pelisot to say that. And the real pshat in Shir Hashem is that people, if somebody is a chayle, then all those who are near the chayle, who are close to the chayle, should do tshuva. So they'll be Mishanel Beyashev. And sometimes when the people who are close to the Chayre are Mishanel Beyashev by changing their identity, then that will be conducive to a Shinuk Zadim. But not just by giving another name. So Tshuva consists in the change of identity, Shinu Hashem. But Chavot HaRovah is indispensable for Tshuva. Why is it indispensable? Because it's psychologically impossible for a person to make a determination to change his identity, to mend his ways, and to start a new chapter in his life if he's not overwhelmed by remorse. So, there are two elements in Tshuva. One element is Kabbalah Lahave. Kabbalah Lahave is descriptive of Shulchan Aseich. The other element is Chavot HaRovah. Chavot HaRovah is descriptive of the Chochma Shebrei. Kabbalah Lahave emanates from the Chochma Shebrei, and Chavot HaRovah emanates from the heart, from the Regesh. And it's a little different in Chaim. Here on a Chochma Mitzuyot, the Blazer may believe. Without delay, without remorse, there couldn't be any Tshuva. But Rabbi Yeshua HaMakdash, the main, the predominant element is Kabbalah Lahave. Yom Kippur is dedicated to both concepts. Chavot HaRovah and Kabbalah Lahave. Shonor is dedicated only to Kabbalah Lahave. That's why it's Oser on Rosh Hashanah to say Vidu, because Vidu emanates from Charote, not from Kabbalah Lahave. And Rosh Hashanah is not dedicated, to the Sheikh Naregesh, to the Chochmah Shebereish. Rosh Hashanah is dedicated to the Chochmah Shebereish. So it's true. We have to blow the shofar. Why? As the Rambam says, "Apopi shetki ashita brusha shono gzeras hakosuk mikol mokim remez yeh bedavar." Shenema uri sheni hokitz mitad masrem. How can one attain change of identity, Kabbalah Lahave? It's psychologically impossible without remorse. He has to be overwhelmed by remorse that he has been sinful and has been wicked and he has been schoolhouse. Yukiko is dedicated to both. So in the Tsukiwa spirit, we say, Meonu, Mohajinu, Mohazdeinu, Marishinu, Machitkusinu, Makuhainu, Magbirusinu, Magriba with an echo. How we call a divine Kayu from the Hoban Shashi to Hoyo, Bahahom give a model meaning to the Haskell, Jerry Masin Teo, Mehayim Hevel, who may sell Odom and Abemo, Oi, Hakil Hovel. Such a pessimistic approach towards man, man is nothing. Habib Havogi, Omakeles, Hakil Hevel. Mesa Odom in Abemo, Oi. Ki hakil hovel. That emanates from the heart. That emanates from the feeling of grief, from the feeling of remorse over. Such a pessimistic approach towards man. Man is nothing. Habib Havogi, Omakeles, Hakil Hevel. Meisa Odom in Abeimo, Oi, Ki Hakil Hovel. That emanates from the heart. That emanates from the feeling of grief, from the feeling of remorse over the despicable and contemptible behavior pattern of his life. But then, Tochtidivo, he says, Atui Dalta Nishmereish, Vatakereu Lamilvanecho. Is that consistent with the philosophy of Mesa Odom Yadim Oin Kehakim Havel? Atui Dalta Nishmereish! The human being is unique. He's in the center of the universe. He's responsible for the Ribbono Shel'Olam. The Ribbono Shel'Olam has a relationship with him. The Ribbono Shel'Olam is Keres Bris to the human being. How can we reconcile the previous sentences of Meonu, Mahayim, Matki, Mayushisim, Makachim, Magnorisim, Anemal of Anach, Helikogibin Kai, Kilohoyo, Umbainim Kilohaski, Leima Saint Tail, Mesa Odom and Abeimo, Oin Kakilhovel, Havela Volim. What is a human being? He's not on a high level, he's not a very low level. He's on an animalistic level. And then, talking evil, we say, Atoi Dalto Enishmereish, Vatakereu Lamidu Fanecha, to stand before the Ribbono Shel'Olam. He's in the center of the universe. Hakel Shabu Tachas Vavo. So, the first sentences are expressive of the concept of charote, of shilton haregesh, and the other sentence is expressive of the shilton haseichel, and this is the ultimate objective of tshuva. But you cannot change your identity just by saying, oh, I'm on a high level. If he's not overwhelmed with remorse for the despicable behavior pattern of his life, for all the avails and the crimes and the wickedness and the jealousies and the tires, he has to be overwhelmed by remorse in order to enable himself to attain this element of Shuvel Kabbalah Lahabe, of changed identity, of Shino Hashem. So it looks like a dichotomy. Of course, there is a dichotomy. But both En toch maar schepperijs. Dit is je maar geboren. Je hebt geboren. Je kip aan zitten wie je doet. Je hebt veel belacht als je ze wie doet. Dan de schlecht zibo. Mijn jezus wie doet. De hoog zibo als de joden moet doen. Je kip aan zijn wie nou geeft. Because your keeper is dedicated not only to Kabul al-Habi, but also to Chavadwara. Rosh Hashanah, we're not allowed to say it. But the purpose of Rosh Hashanah is Tshuva, only the element of Kabul al-Habi, but not Chavadwara. So how can you have Kabul al-Habi without Chavadwara? That is psychologically impossible. Well, we have to give vent to our chachote feelings before Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Chodeshah, we have to start searching our hearts and give vent to our remorse for the averes and the sins and the crimes that we committed in the course of the year, but on Rosh Hashanah itself, we have to forget. On Rosh Hashanah, we have to be on the madrege that we are already able to attain the element of Kabbalah Lahabe. That's why Ezra Nehemiah told the Jews in the Beis Hamikdash not to cry. Your strength consists in Shilton Aseichah. And there cannot be Shilton Aseichah without peace of mind. Now, we have three brachas on Rosh Hashanah. Malchias, Zichrinis, and Shilfres. And we have three notes in the Tkiyas of Shilton. Tkiyo, Tua Tkiyo. Morin Rosh Hashanah says that the mitzvah of Shilfer is tkiyo, 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 three times, because we have Shilfer mentioned three times, tkiyo mentioned three times. One time we had it mentioned in an air, zichrin, tkiyo. And then we have it mentioned Yentor in Pinchos, Yentor. And then we have it mentioned in connection with Yevil and Yom Kippurim, Vavartem Shefa Tor. So altogether we have three times mentioned. So we learn out the shofar that is mentioned in connection with Yevil applies to Rosh Hashanah. The shofar that is mentioned in connection with Rosh Hashanah applies to Yevil. So that means that there has to be three truths. Three truths. But there is Allah. There's a halacha that every tefillah must be preceded by a tkiyah and must be followed by a tkiyah. So mainly it's tkiyah to a tkiyah, but since it's three tefillahs and every tefillah is preceded by a tkiyah and followed by a tkiyah, so that means that we have to blow nine sounds, nine kelas. Kiyot, 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 kiyot. That's what we are mechuyev. But Rabbi Avuye was misakein that we should blow tkiyot shvorim, tkiyot, kiyot three times, and tkiyot shvorim tkiyot three times, and tkiyot, tkiyot, kiyot three times. Why? Because a sophic developed what's the nature of each war, whether it's it's like coughing sound. call is the sound of Yule Yodel, the morning sound. In other words, to do, to do, to do, to do, to do, to do, to do. All each foreign tour is in combination of Yuchegonich and Yule Yodel. So each foreign tour, so, to do, to do, to do, to do, to do. And Rabbi Goyen says, it doesn't mean that the Chacham had the Safi, what Torah means. That's inconceivable. It's Rav Shinkra every year, the Chacham had the Safi. And what did Jews do throughout the ages? How did they blow? So Rabbi Goyen says, Midrash, it doesn't make any difference because the Yuchegonich, the coughing sound, let's say like Shvorim, is expressive of grief. And Yilui Yolil, Tror, is expressive of grief. And Tnuchekonich, Yilui Yolil, together, Shvorim Tror is expressive of grief. So on the right level, he can be Mikhaim with three Shvorim Tors, and he can be Mikhaim the Mitzvah of Shofar with three Shvorims and with three Tors. But Kabavui saw that there were various communities in the Jewish people, and in some communities they were blowing a Yuchegonich, in some communities they were blowing Yulei Oil, in some communities they were blowing Yuchegonich and Yulei Oil together. So in order to introduce uniformity in all of joy, so it was misakein that we have to blow all the three types of sounds. Yuchegonich and Yulei Oil together, Shvorim Tor. Yuchegonich by itself, Shvorim, and Yulei Oil by itself, Tor. But the mitzvah is Tor, and every Tor has to be preceded and has to be followed by it. Now the Nitziv in his Peirush, and the Hamigdomor, so mentions a very poignant insight. Now the Torah says in Baalei Scha, there'll be war if the Jewish people will be involved in war because the enemy has attacked us. So then we have to blow a Tor. Hareisen means a Tor. Miskalten lichnei Hashem lekeichem, v'nishaitem eleichem. Uvyim simchaschem uvmeadeichem, uvchoshi chocheichem, usitkatem v'chatzei tzreis. Al liseichem v'al zifri shalmeichem, v'hoyo lochem zikorein, lifnei alekeichem, ani ad Hashem lekeichem. So it is remarkable. In Posik Tes, in connection with a time of trouble, of disaster, so then the Torah says, "Vareisem b'chatzis tzeis." You will blow with the trumpets. You will blow a tzur. And in Posik Yud, in conjunction with day of joy, moments of joy, of festivity, of mirth. So the Torah says, "Uvim simchaschem uvmeadichem uvchoshi chocheichem usikatem v'chatzei Yisraelis." Then you'll blow a tkiyo. Now tkiyo is an unbroken sound. Tkiyo is a broken sound. Whether it's Pnuchekonech Yuleyol or Pnuchekonech Yuleyol together, it's a broken sound. So tkiyo is an broken, unwavering sound. It is symbolic of joy, of prosperity, of peace of mind. But the tour is a broken sound, symbolic of grief. Trouble or frustration. It is interesting. I'm a little older than most of you, but there are some here who are as old as I, and one does not have to be as old as I, even if he's a little younger. But if you remember the days of the Second World War, so Baruch Hashem, fortunately, we only had tests. Air raid alarms, not real air raid alarms, but every week we had air raid alarms, test air raid alarms. So the sound was a broken sound. It was expressive of grief, broken, wavering sound. Then came the all clear signal. That was it here. Because a broken sound. So even the American going tells you that the broken sound is symbolic of grief, of trouble, of frustration. And the all clear signal, the unbroken sound, is symbolic of peace, of relaxation. So the chief says, this part the chief doesn't mention. So the chief says, that the reason is why the Torah says in Moshe Tess, Yichisaveu mulchomo ba'artichem, ala tzara tireschem, va'areisem v'chatzisres, ye shall blow. essential note is the note of pure and vulture sound, which is symbolic and expressive of grief, of sorrow, of trouble. But of Yinsim Chastam Madechem, moments of joy, of Rosh Chachechem, Usikatem Chatzesis. Then the essential note is the note, the unvulture sound, which is symbolic and expressive of joy, of peace of mind, of contentment, of relaxation. What the halacha is doesn't make any difference. In time of war, so we have to grow hareis and chatzisres, but this tour of the chatzisres has to be preceded by tkiyah of the chatzisres and followed by tkiyah of the chatzisres. And begins in Chaskam of Madechem, Bishamigdosh, of Rosh Hashem. So the Gemara Binerachem points out that it is also Tkiyah, Tkiyah, Tkiyah. So it doesn't make any difference. The answer is true, it doesn't make any difference. Whenever you blow Shofar or Chatzitzchus, you have to blow Tkiyah, Tkiyah, Tkiyah. And you cannot blow just the Tkiyah without Tkiyah. You cannot blow it Tkiyah without the Tkiyah. There has to be a combination of the Tkiyah and the Tkiyah and the Tkiyah. But sometimes the but he couldn't cope with trouble. He couldn't cope with it. The Chidushi Arim had 11 sons, and they all died in his lifetime. Mark Twain had one son that died in his lifetime. He became the Maoist. He was a great man, Mark Twain. A great humorist. But he didn't have the strength to be humorous. This is actually the trouble that overtook him. The Chiddush Rabin was not a humorous. Was he going? He had 11 sons, and all the 11 sons died in his lifetime, the Chiddush. And one son who died in his lifetime was survived by his son. That was the Sfasenus. Is Chiddush Rabin become demoralized? No. Why? Because Mark Twain, he was only able to blow its horn in time of grief. He was very talented. He blew its horn in time of grief. And what did it? Little demoralization, moral corruption, to blasphemy, and cynicism, because it wasn't subjectively in his mind. He did not combine the tkiyah with the Torah. fiduciary. He combined in time of trouble when he suffered the bereavement of his son. So he combined it with the tikkun. That's why the halacha requires that whenever you blow, sometimes you have to blow it too. Kisaveu milchomo ba'atzichem, ala tzaratzir eschem ba'areisem b'chatzichem. You have to become overwhelmed by grief, by sorrow. And as the Rambam says, the beginning of Hilchos Tainis, that when the tzibur is overtaken by disaster, by trouble, then we shouldn't chas v'sholem sink in that pitfall of saying, Mikre! It's only a Mikre! It's not a Mikre! It's not a Mikre! The Chachomim today, so they're trying to understand why is humanity, the human race, afflicted by the epidemic of the AIDS? So there are all kinds of theories. Why only now? So one theory I read by a scientist, that why is it that AIDS originated only a few years ago? They were homosexuals in the 70s also, in the 60s also. Why only in 1982? It originated in 1982. Why? So there's a theory, it came from Africa. And in Africa, so certain people in Africa had relations with monkeys. And this originated in monkeys. They originated in monkeys. Why? Because mother man, unfortunately, is disposed to say whenever is overtaken by trouble, Mikra! It's a Mikra! So, Kisaveyom Lachomo Ba'atzichem, Ala Tzar Atzir Eschem, Ba'areisem Ba'chatzichem, never mind Mikra! There's a reason! It's our fault, and Chas V'Sholem, don't mistake me, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that this is the fault just of the homosexuals. Chas v'sholem. That's not right. When a disaster, a calamity overtakes the community, everybody should feel it's his fault. Not to point a finger at the other fellow. Many of the homosexuals are victims of the permissive attitude shown by society. That there are no moral values. It's more the fault of the teachers than of the youngsters who unfortunately sink in the abyss of immorality. Rambam says that Gemishin Tainis, und Besnis Gizah Tainis Ratzibo, so then what does Besn have to do? To check the weights, that they are accurate, to see that there is honesty, not to point the finger at that fellow. That's not Der HaTorah. When a tragedy overtakes a boss with children, innocent children, to say is the fault of the parents of the children. That is repugnant to Korah. From Beish is Bo. Not up to Lainey Kodi soil, but from Beish is Bo. Up to the last Mishnah Noctin. make sure note is the note of poor and vulgar sound, which is symbolic and expressive of grief, of sorrow, of trouble. But of him some chastem of madeichem, in moments of joy, of rosh hachachem, usikatem chatzesis. Then the essential note is the note of the unvulgar sound, which is symbolic and expressive of joy, of peace of mind, of contentment, of relaxation. But the halacha is, doesn't make any difference. In time of war, so we have to grow Kareis and Chatzis Res, but this true of the Chatzis Res has to be preceded by Tkur, Tki of the Chatzis Res, and followed by Tki of the Chatzis Res. And begins in Chaskam of Madechen, Bishamidosh, of Rosh Hashem, so the Gemara Binerach and points out that it is also Tkia, Tkia, Tkia. So it doesn't make any difference. The answer is true, it doesn't make any difference. Whenever you blow Shofar or Chatzitzchus, you have to blow Tkia, Tkia, Tkia. And you cannot blow just the Tkia without Tkia. You cannot blow it Tkia without Tkia. There has to be a combination of Tkia and Tkia and Tkia. Sometimes the essential thing is the tour, but you cannot blow just the tour without the tkia. Sometimes the essential thing is the tkia, but you cannot blow the tkia without the tour. Some mele in Pasuk Tes, full spiritual. In Sannikov, those rabbis who run to the Vatican and who run to Miami Beach to participate in the reception for the Pope. So they are thinking in a semi, in a spiritual level, in a semi-spiritual God. So they know that the Pope is a spiritual person. He wears the yarmulke. Modern conservative rabbi who is full also wears the yarmulke. I don't have to mention his name, everybody knows. So the Pope wears a white yarmulke and the modern rabbi wears a black yarmulke. What's the difference?
Combine the tequila with the Torah.
fiduciary. He combined in time of trouble when he was, when he suffered the bereavement of his son. So he combined it with the tkiyatu. That's why the halacha requires that whenever you blow, sometimes you have to blow it too. Kisodeyu milchomo ba'atzichem, alatzaratzireschem, ba'areisem, b'chatzichem. You have to become overwhelmed by grief, by sorrow. And as the Rambam says, the beginning of Hilchos Tainis, that when the tzibur is overtaken by disaster, by trouble, then we shouldn't chas v'sholem sink in that pitfall of saying, Mikre! It's only a Mikre! It's not a Mikre! It's not a Mikre! The Chachomim today, so they're trying to understand why is humanity, the human race, afflicted by the epidemic of the AIDS? So there are all kinds of theories. Why only now? So one theory I read by a scientist, that why is it that AIDS originated only a few years ago? No, he was a novice. He did not express what is the ideal destiny of the Jewish people. From the Volotish came, Philon expressed the product of political loneliness. No, we have to aspire towards the border of Moshe. We have to have our own meluche, our own state, not on the Volotish came. We have to be able to maintain our rights, but on a spiritual level, there cannot be an integration between the Torah, the Jewish faith, and the faith of the other nations. We are tolerant. Dara Amiri in the 13th century said that we have to treat the Christians, the distant Christians, don't we think, or the descendants, or the distant Christians and the distant Muslims who behave, we have to treat them like irritation, with not only with respect and brotherhood and generosity, but on a spiritual level. So, Vayishkin Yisroel Betach, Brother the Yaikai, Kichol Amin Yelkui Vishel Elohom, Vanachman Ela Vishel Vishel Akeyal. How can a Jew participate in the reception for the Pope in Yama Beach? The Jews of today, especially the scholars, they criticize the Jew of old who sang my office to the poets and who kissed the hands of the poets. They criticize him. I don't think that we can criticize the Jews. It's not something to be proud of. But how can we condemn them? Those Jews who kissed the hand of the poets and who sang my office to the poets, they did it in order to prevent the poets from citing his dog against the Jew. Can you blame them? Can you blame them? But how are the Jews of today who want Miami Beach, thereby not only kissing the hands of the Pope, but kissing the crucifix that the Pope wears on his neck? They can be criticized. It emanates from civility, from shifus hanefesh. And do they help the Jewish people? Someone told me that a very prominent Catholic works within in the same office. I don't want to mention the name. So told him about the rabbis who went to the Vatican, and they try and they tell him they are disturbed by the silence of the Pope in connection with the Holocaust. They are impudent. They want to teach the Pope how to speak. This Pope is motivated by certain religious norms. Of course, we don't approve of these norms because we have a different faith. Because Vanachten Eilich, Vishem Hashem Elokeinu Elohim Moed. But we are going to tell the Pope how to act, how to pray. It's because these rabbis, they know that they can say everything that they want. There are no laws, no rules. Whatever they conceive in their imagination, they can say. But the Pope is a religious person. And the Pope is motivated by his theology. And his theology teaches him that he cannot recognize the state of Israel. And the Pope is more knowledgeable in the Christian theology than the modern rabbis. Always, if we are not overwhelmed by grief, but chas v'sholem, that we should engage ourselves exclusively in grief. So, the essential element is each war. Remorse, grief, sorrow, but it has to be preceded by tkio and lifnel and by tkio lachel. We have to, in moments of sorrow and trouble, we have to remind ourselves of the joys of life. Otherwise, trouble is a corrupting factor. And the same thing is true of moments of joy. Uvim simchastem uvmeadechem uvchoshi chotcheichem uvzikatem chatzisus. Then the essential element is tkio, contentment. An unbroken note, unwavering note. But just the sorrow by itself is a corrupting influence. So joy by itself is also a corrupting influence. Vayishman Yishurun Vayivat. The Mishnah says in Broches that Hoyoimi Bitfilo is Loyapsi, Hafunoch Nochoshko Halikve, Vafil Melach Sheil Bishlaime. They are too distracted. That is conducive to anti-Semitism. Not Aras Yisrael. Stupidity. Asking the Pope why he doesn't establish diplomatic relations. Savior of the Jewish people! And what do we suffer from the fact that the Pope does not establish diplomatic relations? Is there a single Jew who suffers because of the failure by the Pope to establish diplomatic relations? Who is interested? Why does the Jewish people need that? Why? And they speak in the name of the Jewish people, who appointed them as representatives of the Jewish people. And what they do is conducive to more anti-Semitism. I can understand when Catholics, certain Catholic women, Catholic men, they say to the Pope they are disturbed by his attitude towards contraceptives. I understand that because they are Catholics, they are devout Catholics. So they are disturbed as to why the Pope is unwilling to make life more convenient. Or he was an observant Jew. And then, when the Melech started to be Sheol Bishleimei, he abandoned the Torah. The Nisoyin of Melech Sheol Bishleimei is sometimes more difficult than the Nisoyin of Shvor Halitri. But why? Because sorrow is a corrupting influence, the Nochushko Halikve is a corrupting influence. And in order to be able to cope with the Nochushko Halikve, we have to combine, in moments of sorrow, the memories of the moments of joy. And moments of joy by itself is also counting in France. Vayishma Mishum Vayivot. So the Torah is Mechayev Jews to blow a tkiyo, 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 in all occasions. But just to blow it through, that's not. It has to be preceded by Tkiyo and followed by Tkiyo. And Uvyin Simchaschem Umadechem Uvrosh Kachechem Uzikatem Vachatzisreis Alzichem Valzichrish Almeichem Oyu Lachem Uzikol Mfnei Lekechem Ani Elishem Lekechem. You also have to blow a note. The essential note is one of joy, an unbroken sound. But you can't blow a single note. You have to combine the joy with the memories of the misery and the tragedy that overtakes human beings. Otherwise, you will be Vayishman Yishur Vayivat. You'll become insensitive to human suffering. Now the Nitziv points out that in the Pasuk, in Pinchas, בחידש השביעי ביחד בחידש מקרו קידש יהיה לכם כמלך הסביר ויססו יהיה מוצרו יהיה לכם doesn't say יהיה מתקיר. So the Hamidover says because the essential element in Tamcho Shashono is the broken sound, because the purpose of the Shifa is to awaken us from our spiritual lethargy. We shouldn't be complacent. Complacency and spirit in regard to spiritual things is the source of all evil. Is there Roshia Asamiya Bechalkin, my father said, that's in regard to material things. But Chas V'Sholem in regard to spiritual things to be Asamiya Bechalkin, that's arrogance. If a person is Asamiya Bechalkin with his level, his spiritual level, then he's arrogant. Material things, one has to be Samir Bechalke, not in spiritual dimensions. The Braise in Misachas Nideh, this is the pivot around which the whole Sefer HaTanya revolves. That when a child is born, so much being they say, Tehei Tzadik Valtei Roshe, V'afilu in Kol Ha'ilom Imru Melecho She'ato Hu Tzadik. Now the Balatanya raises a question, but the Mishnah in Kirinova says, Alti Roshe Bifni Atzmecho. So the Tanya says, it doesn't mean Roshe. Afu Kolayla Mimri Molecho Shato Tzadik, Alti Bifni Atzmecho Leke Roshe. It means Roshe that you don't measure up to your potential. Not that if the whole world says I'm a tzaddik, that's in Chatz Chaim, the whole world said that he's a tzaddik, said the Chatz Chaim should assume he's a Roshe. That would be nonsense. But Chatz Chaim always felt that he doesn't measure up to his potential. As tzaddik as he was, he could be better. Complacency on a spiritual level is the source of all evil, complacency. Samaya Bechalki, material things, not in spiritual things. So here, the Torah says, in order to arouse us to tshuva, then we have preceding it with the tkiyo and following it up with the tkiyo. We cannot become lost when we are faced with trouble. We cannot be like Mark Twain, become demoralized because we are overtaken by trouble. We have to be like the Chedushi Arim. We have to become elevated to